This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We do an occasional series on this program about jobs that have a bad rap. It's called, simply enough, You Hate My Job. And we've done meter maids and bankruptcy lawyers and the people who work at the DMV. But today, one of the most notorious professions on the planet, paparazzi photographers. Our guide is one of the most successful guys in the game. His name is Giles Harrison. He's been snapping away for 17 years. He also runs a photo agency called London Entertainment Group that sells 1,000 pictures a year, which is a lot. We tagged along not too long ago as Giles drove his Cadillac Escalade on his usual morning route, starting out in Santa Monica, California.
How many hours a week do you spend in this car?
Far too damn many. At least 8 hours a day.
How did you get into this? How did it start?
You know, it's a weird way how it started. I had a buddy who owned a news agency, and one of the things they wanted to do was start a video department. So they were like, hey, you know, do you want to come and shoot video for us? I was between jobs, and it was just to tide me over till, you know, I found the next gig. So the first day I went out, shot some video, sold it for like $500. I was like, huh.
Not a bad way.
I can make $500 just for Pamela Anderson telling me to get a life on the set of Baywatch.
Hmm. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Seriously?
My first day on the job, she leaned out the car window and said, get a life, you heads. I swear. And I was like, that's kind of been, you know.
And it just gets better from there.
Yeah.
Is this part of your route? Is this your regular?
This is part of my route. Because the thing you're trying to catch at this point is people working out, people getting coffee, people walking their dogs, doing all those morning kind of activities.
All right, but it's 9:45 in the morning. Aren't people, like, already into their days yet, or is this just Santa Monica
stuff? Well, you gotta think. Celebrities aren't like normal people. They don't have to be at work at 9 o'clock.
Right. Is a celebrity doing almost anything worth you stopping and taking a picture?
Pretty much a celebrity doing almost anything is worth me stopping and taking a picture. I've taken a picture of somebody so much as plugging a parking meter.
You can actually see it now in Asukli, right? You can see the picture of, I don't know, Reese Witherspoon putting money in a parking meter.
Exactly.
And the caption of the thing is Reese Witherspoon on a shopping adventure in
exactly. It goes in the stars, they're just like us section. And any good journalist, if you got half a journalistic sense, you can take something and spin it.
I find it so, and I say this without trying to be pejorative at all.
No.
You fundamentally think you're doing journalism. You believe that?
Yeah. 100%. Huh. It's celebrity journalism. It's
right.
Fluff.
Right. But it's journalism. Chronicling our times.
We're documenting the pop culture in which we live. And that's all it is. Hold on a second.
Oh. Now, how did you see that, first of all?
Because I'm looking and I'm double checking, because better to check it out and be wrong than not check it out and be right.
So what do you do? You're getting somebody to
I'm calling a friend I know who's around the corner.
All right.
Hey,
Kaminsky, do me a favor. There's a motorcycle about to come past you. Let me know if it's you and McGregor.
Yeah, I will do.
You should be coming now.
Okay. He's just gone into Chase Bank.
You went into the parking lot of Chase?
Yeah, correct.
All right, let me cut through there and have a look.
All right.
Nah, it's not him.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Right, yeah, oh. I know this guy. He kind of looks like I'm in the face a bit.
No worries. All right, my friend.
All
right, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Is it bad that I really wanted that to be you and McGregor?
No, I wanted it to be you, McGregor.
Yeah, totally. In today's, you know, media environment, celebrities ought to be aware that they're being watched. But what do you make of the argument made by George Clooney and many others that you guys are just parasites?
How are we parasites?
Glomming off of their fame to make a buck.
Aren't they doing the same thing? When they want something promoted, aren't they inviting cameras in? There is a certain feeding off of that, but we're providing a product. Don't get mad at me, get mad at the people who buy it.
So it's the consumer's fault, fundamentally.
Fundamentally, yeah, kind of. Because, you know, that's what drives the markets. But there's a lot of celebrities that don't have a problem with it. There's a lot of celebrities that sit there and say, okay, you know what, take a few pictures and go away.
And do you?
I do,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know what? There's an element of photographers that want to get short-lensed and flash and be in a celebrity's face.
That is close,
and,
right?
And get close, up close, and personal. I try not to do that. If you don't see me, that's how I've done my job best, because that's how I'm not intruding, I'm not harassing, I'm not tormenting, which is all the aspects of the law that is now in effect.
You've got some experience with this, though, about the law saying what you can and can't do, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, 15 years ago, you and Arnold Schwarzenegger got into it.
Yeah, and I did my time in jail.
Let's lay it out. For what? Misdemeanor, false imprisonment, right?
Misdemeanor, false imprisonment.
Right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, who at the time was, you know, big, buff, healthy guy,
yep.
just had heart surgery. There was magazines clamoring for the first pictures of him post-op. And, you know, I was young and green, and I was hungry for a story. If I had to do it again, would I have done it differently? 100% I would have done it completely different. I would never have chased the guy in his car. I would never have confronted him. That was a pretty bad day. Yeah. You know, nobody wants to find out that, you know, that you're the most wanted person in Santa Monica and you end up doing 39 days in the slam.
Price tag a good shot for me. So if that had been you and McGregor back there?
You know, a couple hundred bucks. I mean, Ewan McGregor's nothing special, but it would have been, you know, nice shots of Ewan McGregor on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Which you could have sold to freaking, you know, Auto Week.
Wow.
You know, celebs in their motorcycles. To get a decent shot, you could even call up a brand manager and go, hey, you want a picture of a celebrity using your product? And a lot of that goes on as well. You know, there's brands that team up with celebrities that sit there and go, hey, if you get photographed by the paparazzi wearing these shoes, we will pay you
$10,000.
Really? Yeah, of course.
Wow. 100%. I'm so naive.
It's advertising.
So this is the entire consumer marketing society in one paparazzi photograph?
Pretty much. There was a time, like in the early 2000s, when you'd get pictures and regularly you'd be selling them for like thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Especially when Us Weekly and People Magazine were competing against each other. I sold a picture of Faith Hill drinking a milkshake at Johnny Rockets for 10 grand.
Man.
Wouldn't get that now.
How come? What's changed?
Blogs. You know, the immediacy of news now. Before, you'd have to wait a week for a story to break in a magazine.
Yeah.
Now it can be out in
minutes.
An hour
and a half, right.
It's not even that long.
Yeah.
I can transmit something to somebody, and it can be around the world in a breaking story inside of 5-10 minutes. Hello?
Hey, Ellen.
Hey, what's up?
Are you like Vince Flight Charles Williams?
I can be. Why? What's going on?
It's just like Galifianakis at Rose Cafe.
Is that Galifianakis at Rose Cafe? Yeah, you know what? I'll pass.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Call ended.
Why'd you pass on Zach?
Can't give him away.
Really? That's pretty funny.
It's what we colloquially refer to in the industry as Jamba Juice money.
That's just so cold. Not worth my time. Do you like this job?
Yeah. You know, there's aspects of it that, like, I think, like any job, you know, you have good days, you have bad days. I mean, I've been spit on. I've had people call me every name in the book. Some are not so racially sensitive names. People, you know, that said things about my mother. Just really nasty, hateful stuff. Whereas if I turned around and said the same thing to them, I'd be vilified.
Sounds like a lose-lose deal.
Yeah. But like,
tell me again why you do this job?
Because I make good money.
Yeah, there you go.
I get paid. That's why I do it. You know, it's my job.
I know you're wondering if we saw any celebrities, minus the Ewan McGregor lookalike, of course, and poor Zach Galifianakis. We did, actually. We've got a video of the ride-along on our website. It's marketplace.org. Head over there. You can find out who it was.